Good morning and welcome to your Cradio Catholic News Update for Friday, the 7th of October. As the world mourns the loss of Steve Jobs, pro-family advocates are remembering him for his uncompromising stance against pornography on Apple products. The former CEO set himself apart from competitors by keeping his company's products porn-free by rejecting any and all pornographic apps. In an email exchange with a customer posted on TechCrunch.com last April, Jobs said that he believed he had a moral responsibility to reject pornographic content. "Folks who want to buy porn can buy an Android phone," he wrote. Jobs also defended his stance against Gawker.com writer Ryan Tate, who objected to an Apple commercial selling the iPad, calling the iPad a revolution. "Revolutions are about freedom," Tate wrote. Jobs responded that Apple products offer users freedom from porn and told Tate that he might care more about porn when he had children. The entrepreneur, who was adopted, leaves behind four of his own children. He was a devoted father by the account of family and friends. However, supporters of traditional marriage were dismayed by his company's public opposition to Proposition 8, an amendment to the California state constitution that defined marriage as a union between one man and one woman. Apple famously donated $100,000 to the anti-Proposition 8 campaign. Recounting his experience with being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2004, Jobs commented, "Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life, because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment and failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important." The head of the German Church's Ecumenical Commission, Bishop Gerhard Müller, said he believes the Pope rehabilitated the excommunicated reformer Martin Luther during his visit to the country last month. Speaking on the 23rd of September to the Council of the Evangelical Church in Germany, in the Augustinian convent in Erfurt, where Luther lived in 1511 after being ordained a priest, the Pope said, "How do I receive the grace of God? The fact that this question was the driving force of Luther's whole life never ceases to make a deep impression on me." Bishop Gerhard Müller told Germany's Die Zeit weekly, "It is undoubtedly a rehabilitation if the Pope, as the head of the Catholic Church, recognizes the theological, Christ-centered dimension of Luther's theology." The superiors of the Society of St. Pius X will decide this weekend how to respond to an offer made by the Vatican last month. If they accept the doctrinal points that Cardinal Lavater laid out in the middle of September, they will become fully reconciled with the Catholic Church. This would mean a signing of a doctrinal preamble by the SSPX, which includes several principles and criteria on interpretation of Catholic doctrine that are doubted by the group. The document allows them to discuss the terms of Vatican II and the Magisterium, but not its contents. They would also have to commit themselves to express their opinions with charity and respect for those who don't share them. If they accept, Rome will seek a formula of canon law that will be in line with receiving them. Cardinal Lavater offered them the option of becoming a personal prelature, a very flexible formula of canon law, in order to accommodate groups that are both secular and hierarchical. And the Vatican's L'Osservatore Romano newspaper has criticised a decision of the BBC to drop the designations AD and BC. In Rome with more details is EWTN's Joan Lewis.
The Vatican's official newspaper, L'Osservatore Romano, in its Wednesday edition, criticized as a, quote, historically nonsensical hypocrisy, the British Broadcasting Corporation's reported plan to drop the terms BC and AD when specifying dates. The paper commented on what it said was the BBC's intention to replace BC, before Christ, and AD, Anno Domini, or Year of the Lord, with the more neutral BCE, before Common Era, and CE, Common Era. The article, written by Catholic historian Lucetta Scarafia, was entitled, "The BBC Has in Its Dating System Decided to Ignore the Birth of Christ." Following criticism in Britain, including from some of its well-known radio and television personalities, the BBC recently denied it intends to change its rules, but noted the decision on which term to use would lie with individual production and editorial teams for specific programs. L'Osservatore Romano rejected what it said was BBC's professed motive behind the decision. respect for people of other religions. In reality, it is already quite clear that the respect for other religions is only a pretext, because it is only some secular Westerners who wish to cancel every trace of Christianity from Western culture, said the paper. This is certainly not the first time this has happened, the article noted. L'Osservatore Romano compared the BBC's stance to the introduction by the anti-clerical leaders of the French Revolution of a new calendar, in which the date of the storming by revolutionaries of Paris's Bastille prison, July 14, 1789, was adopted as the first year of a new era. From Rome, Joan Lewis, EWTN.
And that's it for today's Catholic News Update. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again next week. Have a great weekend. God bless.